Don't you feel a little bit like when your boss is on vacation, you're kind of also on vacation?
A little.
It's 99.7 DJX. Right now, our boss, he never tells us when he goes on vacation.
Nope, he just disappears.
He just does not show up. And we're just like... Okay.
All right.
But
where's Steve? Anybody seen him?
Anybe seen him? Nope. All right. Fantastic.
Must be on vacation.
Yep. But yeah, so it's kind of like things are a little bit looser.
Sure.
You know, it's like, yes, business still has to happen. Things still have to get done.
But maybe you're not getting here quite exactly on the same time you're usually expecting.
Like, yeah, cutting out maybe a little earlier.
Maybe not staying as long as you typically do.
Yeah, if there's not the watchdog right down the hall type of thing. I know.
He's never really been like a time clock kind of a person, at least on this end of the building.
He is on the other side.
Yeah.
But I will say that there have been things that have happened when, like, our bosses have gone on vacation, stuff like that. Like, stations go off the air. We have to make decisions about, like, oh, okay, we're going to have to spend money.
He's supposed to sign off on all
that stuff. He's supposed to sign off on that stuff, and it's just like, well, let's just do it.
Because he's not normally one like, hey, you can still reach me on vacation.
Yeah, no,
like, he is gone.
Yeah, he just leaves.
He just checks out.
He just leaves.
Which is what you should be able to do when you're on vacation. You should be able to unplug.
Even if you're the boss, you should be able to just unplug and not have to worry about
emergencies
work.
Or big decisions.
Yes. Yes. I do.
Did you give approval for anything like money stuff?
Oh, I never get approval for money stuff.
It doesn't fall down to you?
No. Mm. No. I will sometimes just with reckless abandon just spend.
Oh, and then say, I'll get reimbursed.
And then worry about it later.
The expense report. I'll just file that.
I'll just do that.
Fine.
We'll just slide that over there and go, let's just go ahead and get this covered.
Yep.
Well, but...
if you could just sign here, that'd be great.
Well, I know that there have been, you know, times when... I remember there was a time... Oh, gosh. When was it? It was a long time. I don't actually think it happened in our building. I think I'm thinking of someone else's telling me the story.
Oh.
It's one of those. But it was like the boss was on vacation, but the boss had to log in and fire someone while they were on vacation.
Oh.
So, yeah, I remember it vividly because it was like one of those vivid memories where I was like, did it actually happen with us? And I was like, no, it didn't happen with us. It was just something that it was told to me. But yes, it was like, because you know, that was a thing where probably his higher up said, this person has got to go.
Oh, man.
And so it's like,
don't care that you're on vacation.
But I've got...
Do it anyway.
I'm on a beach.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Hey, y'all.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. How awful is that?
Is it worse if you get fired from your boss that's on a beach?
Yes.
On vacation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that means that absolutely could not wait.
Right.
And you are that bad.
You are that bad that they couldn't literally wait a week.
That's ouchy.
So what has happened when the boss was on vacation around your job? Did anything happen like that was a little bit dramatic or crazy or just off kilter? Or did y'all just decide to like work remotely or, you know, throw a party or spend a bunch of money?
So what you're saying is we're having Throwback Friday?
That's not happening. That's not happening.
I like that, Brad. I like where your head's at.
All right, 502-795-1997. Anything happen while the boss is away? It's 99.7 DJX. Melissa said one time boss was gone, everyone agreed the giant plant in the lobby needed a nameplate, so we made a nameplate that said Assistant Regional Plant Manager. That's kind of funny.
I love that.
Plant manager.
That is my kind of humor.
Yeah, Jason said.
That's
weekly,
a dad joke.
Yeah, weekly staff meeting scheduled while our boss was gone. Someone casually said, what if we just ate? So suddenly it turned into a two-hour
breakfast buffet. Yes.
See, that's good. You know what? Actually,
that's team bonding.
More food should be incorporated into staff meetings.
1,000%, because there are always people that tend to try not to doze off.
Yes.
I'm one of them. It's so difficult because they're normally like middle of the day.
I know.
And that is the toughest part of the day for you and I.
I know.
Because that's we've been up for a long time. Rachel says the schedule was a mess while my boss was gone. Someone accidentally approved everyone leaving early on Friday. Nobody corrected it. Not one person. And it was glorious.
We're all gone. See ya. See ya. Couple more. Megan, boss was gone, created Office Olympics. We had chair racing, stapler throwing, stuff like that. I got bronze.
We have actually done that.
Yeah. We got in trouble for it, too. But, yes.
Well, for the parking garage thing.
Yeah.
We actually rode office chairs down the ramp.
Yes. And apparently office chairs are expensive.
And also,
and the parking garage.
The parking garage ramp reached, is not supposed to be used that
reached
way.
Out to our boss and said this is not how they're supposed to be used.
Also so. Rode a big wheel down there too. We've done a lot of things in that parking garage. No longer down there.
Nope. Lauren, my boss, went on vacation. We decided the break room was depressing, so we repainted it and moved around furniture.
Oh.
Made it look cuter.
Oh my gosh.
Boss returned. She stood there and was like, I'm either impressed or deeply concerned. So don't know what happened there, but
we're
sounds
going
like
with
we're
impressed.
Good. Yeah, sounds
we're
like we're good.
We're going with impressed.
I don't know what happened when the boss went on vacation around your area of work, but, you know, around here, it's typically like, you know, just rules are a little looser. You know, it's not as quite hard line things. It's a little rounded edge.
Derek, while our boss was gone, someone jokingly changed the name on our shared documents to a ridiculous fake company name. Then everyone started using it. Emails went out. Customers saw it. It became a thing.
That's funny.
Anyway, when my boss returned, he received an email address to the fake company name, stared at everyone, and said, I was gone for 1 week.
That's funny. All right. That's good.
Like Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah. That's funny.